This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Some people follow the rules, but where's the fun in that? I'm Soraya, and this is Rule Breakers, the podcast where we celebrate the rebels, the risk takers, and the ones who make their own way. Every week, I sit down with the boldest voices in sports, entertainment, and beyond to talk about breaking barriers, defying expectations, and rewriting the rules. No limits, no apologies, just real talk. Follow and listen to Rule Breakers with Soraya, an Odyssey podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Let's talk about the Phils, not only the team, but the ballpark. For a lot of people, it's going to be their first time in there. Well, for anybody, everybody, since game two of the playoffs, when the Phillies actually won their last home game last year, but then lost the next two up in New York to lose that series. So the local crowd, 43, 44,000, whatever it is, will be in attendance today. Obviously a sold-out game, great team, home opener, 2-1 squad coming back from D.C. And our buddy John Brazier from the Phils to tell us the latest and the greatest with Citizens Bank Park, because I saw all sorts of headlines, Brazier, about LED lights and home runs, and there's going to be light displays. And good morning, buddy.
I tell you what, I am here now. I got here very early. We have all the TV stations down here. And I tell you what, the LED ring displays that go around the ballpark, it's pretty awesome, I got to say. And then supposedly the sound system got big-time renovated. And you're also going to see some things, as you mentioned, when Kyle Schwarber hits his home run today. You're going to see an Xfinity home run takeover. It's going to have a light show. It's going to be this. It's going to be an unbelievable experience. So again, when fans get into the ballpark today, they're going to see and hear things they never have.
That's cool. Are there lasers, John? Do we have lasers?
Well, you got to have lasers, right?
Now, yeah.
I don't know if there's lasers, but well, I'm going to say there are lasers, right? Just to make it sound better.
That is beautiful.
So now, John, I don't mean to skew negative. I'm just curious. Do the lights have less impact in a day game? I would think they would, right? I mean, I can't imagine today's going to be as electric as tomorrow night.
It's light out now, and I got to tell you, it looks pretty cool with the signage. So, and then not just that, but out in Passanstowe, and if you go into CB Rankin Club, the same thing. There's like this ring display. We call it a halo, and it has like sports little TVs. It'll have games, it'll have stats, all kinds of things when you come in. So all over the ballpark, there's a lot of cool new features.
And there's also this big X out there for Schwarber to try to hit a home run.
That's Xfinity, and that's what's the home run takeover. It's a signage that's out above Ashburn Alley. But when someone hits a home run, it literally is going to light up, and it has LEDs, and it's going to have its own light show. So it's going to be pretty awesome. Along with the bell.
Jeez, that sounds amazing.
How about that?
A lot of new. So all these lights are a feature for all these new looking things, I guess.
Yeah, not just that. And you're also going to have some food and drinks, especially the drinks. We have a thing called Al Cappuccino Spiked Coffee out there available.
Al Cappuccino.
Al Cappuccino.
How do you think Al Pacino feels about that?
I don't know. He's probably suing us right now, right? I'm kidding. Garage beer, obviously, Jason Kelce and his brother Travis. We're also going to have some Wrexham lager, some Rob McElhenney. So a lot of cool things. And then I know you guys are going to try the s'mores quesadilla when you guys come down here.
Well, that sounds wonderful.
I'll be happy to do that.
So, that's an incredible invention.
Let's talk about today. I know there's a new flag out there because last year was a division winning team, and that does merit a flag. I still don't think there should be one for 2023 because nothing was won. No World Series, no World Series appearance, or no division won. But anyway, that's a whole other matter. Is there a ceremony to unveil that flag today, or how does that go?
No, it'll be up there. No ceremony. Believe me, today we have a lot going on. So as far as ceremonies go on, if I can touch upon that, Joe, though, because that's going to lead me into it.
Yep.
You don't need a ticket if you come down here for the team store, which opens up at 9 a.m. So there is some absolutely incredible merchandise down there, a lot of Fanatic stuff, a lot of opening day stuff, a lot of 2024 NL East champion merch. And then also free for fans that don't have a ticket is a Budweiser block party, which is from 12:35 to 2:35. That's out on CB Way. You guys have done that before,
yeah.
Where it's food trucks, beer tent, merch trucks, all kinds of things. The gates open at 12:35, and you had mentioned the pennant. All fans are going to get a 2024 NL East Champions pennant when they come into the ballpark. It's going to be great. You can hang it up in your office or home. We do that traditional leadoff walk at 2:20, so make sure you're in your seats. Around 2:20, we're going to do a little highlight video. And then my favorite part is when they unfurl that giant American flag. We have Kane Cowell singing the national anthem. He's going to do it right by his dad's statue, which is always cool. And while he's doing that, we're going to have four F-16s that are going to do the flyover. And then we have the first pitch. We have Nemours Children's Health patient, 10-year-old Briar Jones, who is unfortunately hit by a truck, and now he's recovering great. Mm. And Brandon Marsh, actually, I just saw Brad Marsh last week, so that's why. Brandon Marsh surprised him on video saying he's going to catch him. So Brandon Marsh will out there catch him. Nice. Then we have a surprise first pitch. Of course, we always have to have a surprise first pitch, and you guys can start speculating.
Well,
what we are gonna have.
You have hints?
Yeah, Brazier, I kind of.
It's not Joe DiCamera.
No.
That's your one big hint.
It's Richie, isn't it?
It's not Joe, John Rich either. It's not John or Joe. No James Seltzer either.
Are we allowed to guess?
Yes, I guess.
You can guess all you want.
Jalen
I won't
Hurts.
Confirm or deny it.
Ooh, an eagle. That's a good. Yeah. Oh, that's a good
I think
call.
It's an eagle.
That's
yeah,
a good
Sirianni
call,
or Hurts would make sense.
So Sirianni can't be because he's in the meetings.
Oh yeah, you're right. You're right. Good call.
It's going to be Jalen or Brandon Graham.
BG would
or
be huge
Saquon.
Too. Yeah, Saquon.
Ooh, Saquon would be awesome.
Speculate all you want, but all I know is about 250 something. You're going to see whoever it is doing it along with 10-year-old Briar Jones. So, and then a 3:05 start, and then hopefully we get out of the gate 3-1 with a win at home.
I would like that. Obviously, Sanchez today. All right, so John, final thing here. Twitter poll question of the day. If it was your choice, John Brazier, would you choose Brandon Graham, Saquon Barkley, or Jalen Hurts?
I'm taking the fifth on that one.
All right. Hey, John, good work, buddy. By the way,
you didn't ask me about Taylor Swift, though, right?
Tell me about Tay-Tay. What do we need to know about her?
I'm kidding.
Oh, yeah. By the way, Brazier, I appreciate you sending the photo of the ball to DeBella, who's going to bless the balls later today for us.
Yeah, well, I was involved in that for many, many years, so that is it. So hopefully it'll bring us some luck.
I love it. All right, John, wonderful work, pal. Good luck to the squad, obviously. A bunch of us will be down there today, and we'll see the lights and hopefully a display of offensive fury. Thank you, John. Good luck,
man. All right, sounds good, guys.
You got it, man. John. All right, there he is, John Brazier, Director of Fun and Games for the Phils. John, who would you go with? If you had to choose, because they all have a different thing. Jalen was MVP of the Super Bowl. Mm-hmm. Saquon clearly was the best player this year. And Brandon Graham just retired and is one of four people to win two Super Bowls. Who would you choose if you had all three? Who would you choose?
Well, it feels like Jalen is so gigantic, but the heart goes with Brandon Graham. I think Brandon Graham, everyone can get behind that choice, and the fact that he's on his way out, let's give him an opportunity to be regaled as he rings that thing. You know, give him the support he needs he supports the team.
I bet all three. Seltzer, can I get all three at the same time?
That would be big.
Well, they had Fletcher and Jason last year at the same time.
I mean,
that's right.
Anyway, put those thinking caps on. Here's how we know it can't be Sirianni. He's in these, what is it called, the owner's meetings? Or what are
correct.
These?
Yes. Owner's meetings.
So if you don't know, today we think Howie's talking at some point. Tomorrow, Sirianni and Lurie are both scheduled to talk.
Good.
So we're going to have a lot of Eagles content as we move through this week with Howie, Sirianni, and Lurie. Obviously, the tush push is going to be a major point of emphasis for what is discussed when these guys, you know, speak publicly, whether it's before the vote, which is scheduled for tomorrow, or after the vote. Now, let's listen to Jeremy Fowler of ESPN, because he laid out the real possibility that the tush push might go Listen to Jeremy Fowler yesterday on ESPN.
So here's the deal. In West Palm Beach, NFL owners are meeting today through Tuesday. They will vote on several issues around the league, including the Green Bay Packers' proposal that you cannot push a ball carrier immediately after the snap. I talked to one general manager in the league who believes this will be passed under the guise of player safety. And so Buffalo Bills head coach Sean McDermott, some others have mentioned that they think it's a play that could get you hurt more often than others in those scrums there and the tight action you see there. But teams are sort of split on whether that's really a thing or not right now. So that will be debated hotly over the next few days. And look, the NFL owners need a 24-8 majority vote to get this thing passed. So it's hardly a slam dunk, but there are enough people around the league that would like to see it change.
It's pretty amazing it spun back around, John, because we all thought a week ago this thing was dead, meaning the tush push was to stay and no one would have to worry about it. Now, I think it should go.
It's just such a crock.
But I know it's bad for the Eagles
if
it does.
You think it should go?
Yeah.
And that would change everything
for us. What's my phrase, John? Not aesthetically pleasing, but very helpful to the Eagles. So it would hurt the Eagles if it goes. By the way,
are run plays aesthetically pleasing to you?
It's just
are
phony
run
baloney.
Plays less pleasing than passing plays?
It is a run play. Yeah, but it's
a goal line short yardage play, and it's the goal line short yardage play that dictates our entire offensive plan. And so if that changes,
should it? What I mean?
Everything changes for this offense.
No, it would hurt the Eagles if it goes.
Absolutely.
Now, the Eagles would still be pretty good at quarterback sneaks.
Look, hold on. The concept is you can't push right away.
Right.
It doesn't seem like that's not circumventable. Like, I'm not worried about that part. Push right away. Okay, so Jalen gets the snap, and then you have to wait a beat before you push. Okay.
Well, I also wonder, John.
I think we can handle that.
You know, the Eagles could handle that if they're allowed to do that. But what I wonder is, does the competition committee have leeway to broaden the scope of what the Packers proposed?
Sure.
I don't know the answer.
People will vote in favor of that.
Well, I don't know. Here's what we do know. The Eagles are getting a little concerned because from an ESPN.com article yesterday, I'm going to read right from this passage, ESPN.com. It says that it was hotly contested yesterday. The votes come on Tuesday. And this article says, during the Sunday afternoon session, Philadelphia Eagles general manager Howie Roseman, assistant general manager John Ferrari, and two head coaches on the competition committee, Sean McVay of the Rams and Sean McDermott of the Bills, gathered in a hallway outside of the ballroom to have a private and animated side conversation about the Packers' proposal. Sounds like the Eagles are getting pretty ticked. And I don't think you would get ticked and be worried if you didn't have some concern.
And do it publicly. That's what surprised me.
That it could get zapped.
Yep.
We'll see, guys. I mean, it's not going to help the Eagles at all if it gets knocked out. It's really been a big advantage. 215-592-9494. Also, your sense of anticipation for the home opener today. It'll be Christopher Sanchez on the mound. And your reaction to the Phillies' first three games, obviously taking 2 of 3 in D.C., dropping one yesterday. Not a well-pitched game by Aaron Nola. Bats did a decent amount until yesterday.
It was also 10, 0 for 9.
Yeah, it was a lot of home runs. Reed, this weird question. Does it concern you that so many of their runs came courtesy of the home run, meaning it's kind of the same?
It's what they are.
It's what they do.
Because they got guys on base, you know, the first couple of innings and could do nothing with it.
Yesterday.
They loaded the bases in the ninth.
Yeah.
Couldn't push one run in there. Yeah, with Marchand.
Yeah, had to bring in, and the Nationals brought in their closer, and then that was that. Let's go to the phones. Ed in Phoenixville. Ed, good morning.
Yeah, there's been a lot of really tasteless jabs at your lack of athleticism, Joe, to camera, over the last couple of weeks. Mm. And here's another one. you know, your athletic inertia has inspired me to go back to the gym and actually got a pretty good workout in today.
Good for you, man. So,
hold on, Ed.
Did more than 20 push-ups.
Inertia? What athletic inertia are you talking about? That he put a uniform on?
Lack of movement, I'm saying.
He is stationary for the most part. Stationary. But
yeah,
he did put on what looks like an active outfit.
Look, I got the uni on, Ed, and you can watch it on YouTube right now or later today. Watch our show live or watch it back later. Subscribe to Sports Radio 94 WIP on YouTube. Turn on notifications. You'll never miss the show. It's great. Of course, you can also ignore that because you might say, you know, I look like a child in this uniform, and I kind of do. All right, Ed, what do you got on the tush push?
You know what? When I was playing football, you know, all through college, you know, our coaches would tell me, like, low man wins. And even, like, I played receiver, like, that was, like, 80 pounds ago. But we would do these blocking drills where we would, like, you know, dive at the bottom of a trash can. And it was just like, well, okay, this is kind of ridiculous. But it, you really saw the benefit. And, like, you see, you know, the tush push is, like, we do it so well. Like, nobody can get lower than – it's so odd to say, like, nobody can get lower than Jordan Mailata, who's 6'8", but, like, his, it's just nobody can do it better. And I think it's just, you know, sour grapes kind of rule change.
Well, it's clearly sour grapes. There's no question about that. Look, Ed, there's two main things this is about, and neither is featured in the wording the Packers submitted to the league. Number one, it's about the fact the Eagles do it better than everybody else and just won the Super Bowl, in part because of it. Not that game, but they won games in the season because it's part of their arsenal and no one else can do it like the Eagles. The other thing is that it obviously is a what I'll call non-traditional looking NFL football play. And that irks some people. Some people it doesn't bother at all. Some people it irks. Irks me. And I'm an Eagles fan. So I, you know, this is one of those weird ones where as an Eagles fan, I want it to stay. As a football fan, I want it to go. If I was on the competition committee, I would zap it.
The Falcons CEO made a great point, I thought, in that ESPN article where he said he doesn't like that it's only aimed at two teams who can do it well. And that's the Eagles and the Bills.
And you know, Ray, one of my theories has been that other teams may use tight ends next year.
Mm.
And this is where it's like then going to become a bigger bastardization of football. If teams, because at the very end of last year, a couple playoff teams started snapping it to a tight end. Yep. If let's just say you have 28 teams doing that. I don't think the owners and Fox and NBC and CBS and ESPN want, and Netflix or whoever gets the rights, want games where the ball is snapped to the tight end 2 to 4 times a game. I don't think they want that. And I don't think they should want that.
It worked out well for the Eagles.
I'm well aware of that.
Maybe you forgot.
No, I'm well aware of that. All right, Ed, give me an answer, my man. A phrase that's got a body part in there.
My grandfather said it numerous times over my childhood. Try this. It'll put hair on your chest.
Yeah, hair on the chest. Hair on the chest is a good one. No
I
question.
Wanted that so bad.
Hair on your chest?
Growing up, yeah. And you got it.
I got a little
bit.
And
then you shaved little burger patties
I did.
Onto your nipples.
I don't have much of it. I don't have much.
You got a good amount. Well, you got more than I do.
I mean, I'm more of a man than you are.
I mean, sort of.
You know, I got the testosterone. I got I got the size.
Is that
John? I'm gonna weigh more than you soon. So I'm at like 180 whatever I said last year. Well, I'm what I said 183 or 184 or 185 or 186 whatever I said last week. What are you now?
It didn't occur to me that that is amazing.
What
We're
are you?
Close. I'm probably like 210. 205,
I'm going up and you're going down.
I'm stable.
I know.
But if you keep gaining, you're going to pass me, man.
All right, you know what's going to...
That uni's not going to fit
uni's not going to fit.